I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back on a Sunday. Welcome to week three of the NFL. A quick correction. We're going to get to the Saints-Patriot game, which the numbers dip below that key number of three. Femi, who's coming up after us, said he very much would like to offer the Patriots at 2.5, not 3. So I cleaned that up for you. Don't worry about it. The line was moving down. Femi, you got caught there. Happens to the best of us. Okay, Michael Lombardi, did you hear?
Yeah.
Now, again, this is rough. John Goulet is a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. We were just talking about Lyle Collins, who has been suspended. Why was he suspended? Well, he went to take a drug test. He looked at the drug tester and was like, how much? And the drug tester said, what are you talking about? He's like, I'd like to pay you off because I don't think what's coming out is good. Your response?
I mean, you know,
exactly.
What can you respond to that? Like, seriously, like, what can you, I mean,
cat got your tongue?
I have a lot of responses. I'm not sure that it would be appropriate for a Sunday morning, but, you know, look, it is what it is. And I thought Steele, let me shift this into the betting world. Steele at right tackle played better for the Cowboys last week than I anticipated. And that's going to be critical against the Eagles on Monday night, because the Eagles defensive front, Hargrave, Cox inside, Sweat on the outside. I know they lost Brandon Graham, but I mean, Derek Barnett. I mean, the Eagles win with their front, and it's going to be a challenge for the Cowboys. The Cowboys, I know they're a great story coming off their great win of the 54-yard field goal, but they're very fortunate to be a 1-1 team. They should easily be 0-2. And that number is trickling down. It opened at 4. It's down to 3.5. I think if you like the Eagles, and I do, I would jump all over that 3.5, because I think by the time we do our show tomorrow, starting at 12 noon on the East Coast, that line will be at 3.
By the way, Mike McCarthy just said, Michael, hold my beer. It was a 56-yarder that he settled for, not 54. So,
I mean, unbelievable.
He couldn't
see
the
worst
clock.
Sequence.
Get a watch.
I mean, seriously. Well, at some point, you know, don't tell them what you – tell the offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, what you want to do. Don't let him tell
exactly
you what he wants to do.
So, interesting discussion. So, this Patriot number with the Saints in town has gone down to 2.5. Here's the question. The shaky part of that Patriot defense, the Jets ran for over 150 yards. But as John was saying, you know, this is what Belichick does. He's going to take away your strength. And Kamara, even though he rushed for, 5 yards last week, is the Saints' strength. He's their best player. Does Belichick try to take the ball out of his hands and keep it in Winston's hand today?
I think he definitely does. He's got to play better run defense than he has in the first 2 weeks. He's got to be able to really tighten up and not give them the bubbles. Look, Sean Payton's very good at attacking the Belichick defense. He understands it. He's very good at it. You know, he's had Drew Brees, so they've been a little proficient at it. Taysom Hill coming in off the bench presents a problem. The Patriots want to be able to match up. Their linebackers are not, they're big and physical. They're not going to be very good coverage, which presents a problem with Kamara. Now, I think they'll put Phillips, Adrian Phillips, in the box. They'll play him at linebacker like they did against the Jets to create a better matchup in the one-on-ones. And they will double. They will double Kamara. They will force the ball outside. They will force Winston to throw the ball. Much like when Derek Carr came back last year, they took away the check down from Carr and they forced him to try to throw the ball outside. I think that's what you're going to see in this game. I think that's going to be the problem. They've got to heat up Winston. They must heat up Winston. If they don't, and they let him stand back there and check the runners at first and third, he'll complete some passes against them. So their defensive front is not as good in the style of play that Carolina played. So it's a completely different game. It's a completely different game. And conversely, let's talk Saints defense, Patriot offense. Saints defense is really good at stopping the run. They've given under they only allow less than 3 yards a carry. So this is going to put the ball in Mac Jones's hands, and he's going to be able to decipher the blitzes, which I'm sure Josh McDaniels will give him great indicators of, decipher the blitzes, and then make really good decisions with the football. That's going to be critical in the game.
Protection issues last week for Winston and New Orleans. First off, let's just, before I get into that type of analysis, are you surprised?
Well, before you go there, before, like, that 22-7 against the spread in the last 29 games is the underdog. This is where sometimes looking back isn't always a good thing. That's with Drew Brees. That's not with Winston. Like, you almost need to regenerate those numbers again because it's a completely different team. Same thing with the Patriots. That's no Tom Brady anymore. So you have to regenerate these numbers in your head. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Patrick.
I just want to know, are you surprised that New Orleans is getting bet here? Because remember, come off that three.
No, not at all.
You're not surprised.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I think the Saints will start out the game. I think they'll play from in front. I think the Patriots, they're going to want to play from in front. I think the first drive of the game, Sean Payton's first 15 will be very good. I would bet the Saints first half, whatever that number is. I think the Saints will be ahead. I think it's going to be hard. This is going to be a hard game. It's going to be a challenging game. It's going to be a chess match back and forth. And, you know, I think it's going to come down to a last play of the game. I think it's going to be a very challenging game for the Patriots.
I'm sorry, did you say weather? Thanks for asking. 72 and sunny today in New England.
Beautiful.
If you want to go check out the game, hang out with your son, it's going to be beautiful.
I would love to. I would love to, but I can't do that. You know, next week, the Millie, the Queen, she'll be up there to watch the Patriot game, naturally, against the Bucks. So, you know, only the big-time games.
Shout to Millie. Total 43. Saints over 4-0, their last four off straight-up loss. This is Peyton's spot here. But the 43, I'm looking at, where are you leaning?
I lean over, just a little bit, slightly over.
How's Mac in New England? I know, listen, you keep away from me. We're not bringing your son into this, but what is the vibe you're getting from the coaching staff on Mac early on?
I mean, there's been nothing but sensational on Mac. There's no negativity on Mac in terms of listening to the players talk, listening to the team talk. And let me say this really clearly. They're not even interested in talking about Tampa. Their focus is completely on the Saints as well. It should be, because this will be a very, very tough game for the Patriots. They won't have Trent Brown at right tackle. That's going to be a problem. They're going to rotate the two tackles. They need to fix that. Isaiah Wynn must play really well at left tackle today against Cameron Jordan. That's going to be the key to the game. If they can protect, they can attack this secondary of the Saints.
Wait, the Patriots are playing the Bucks this year? Tampa Bay?
You haven't heard?
Oh. Yes, next week.
It's supposedly a big game. I don't know.
Do you think I'm going to and you're going to be looking at me angry in an angry manner, but do you think I'm going to ask you, like, how both Tom and Bill are handling the week leading up? Because I will.
I can tell
just
you. I mean,
you.
Both of them are just going to ignore the noise. I mean, that's the strength of who they are. They'll ignore the noise. You know, it'll be focused on, because trust me, you know, whatever the outcome is today, it'll be determined by, you know, there'll be problems. We got to get fix the Bucks, or we got to, you know, rebound. This is going to be a hard game today for the Patriots, and coach is going to have to really – it's going to be a game of adjustments like it always is whenever Belichick and Peyton coach against each other.
Well, speaking of Tom, he and Tampa head to Los Angeles. Antonio Brown stayed home in Florida, so he's not going to make the trip. No Brown. Rams open 2. You see it go through 0. The Bucs are laying a point. Thoughts?
Yeah, I like the Rams here. I think I like the home team and getting points. I think it's actually gone up to 2, Bucs minus 2, and then it's come back down, right? I think that's what I've seen.
It did touch 2. In fact, I'm looking at a book that does have it still. Well, 1's mostly across the board, actually.
You know, for me, the Bucs have not played good defensively. And I think this is Sean McVay's chance to really unveil. Remember last year, they won in Tampa. They won in Tampa with, with Jared Goff at quarterback. They were able to block him, which I didn't think. I was on the Tampa side in that game. I thought Tampa's defensive front would win that game. But I think the Rams' front's got to control. They've got to put pressure on Brady inside. They've got to get him off his rhythm. Raheem Morris has got to be able to jam these receivers, kind of disrupt the passing game a little bit, and then put some pressure on. This defensive front's got to play really well today for the Rams. But I do think this could be a little bit of a track meet. It could be a little bit of a track meet because I think the number's 54.5. It's ticked down just a little bit. It was at 55. But I think it's going to have to be a track meet, and they're going to have to be able to attack the secondary of the Bucs, which is suspect at this point.
Wow, look at that number. 0-7-1 ATS, the Rams, their last 8 games as a home dog. And if you take a look at Tampa, they've covered 8 of their past 11 dating back to last season. So we saw that with Tampa where they got better as the season progressed, Michael.
Again, those numbers are with Jared Goff. Yeah.
They are. Absolutely.
I don't like any numbers with Jared Goff.
Shout to the Lions. Good trade. The bigger game as far as the Rams, this is a statement situation for them, no?
Well, look, I think so. I had the Rams going into this game. They should have been a 3-point favorite.
I was going to ask you
based on my numbers. I mean, and that I have the Rams as the best team on my power rankings. My top 5 teams power ranking wise go Rams, Buffalo, Arizona, Carolina, Denver. Those are my top teams. Tampa, why do you say Tampa's not in there? Because Tampa's defensive numbers are not very good. Their third down ability, their red zone defense, their yards per play, all those indicators kind of get smothered into this and it becomes a problem.
So important here, you've got in your numbers, the Rams laying 3. The number right now is the Bucs laying 4. That's a 4-point difference. That's a good opportunity for bettors to bet if you.
That's why the line opened up closer to my number, and it got and that's the right. public bet it. The public bet it through, which to me, you know, I don't. I think we learned pretty concisely yesterday in college. Don't follow the money. Like just follow your instincts of the game.
Do you know who's getting bet in Pittsburgh, Mr. Taylor? Your boy.
Of course. And look, there should be a sign when you come to the window and you place a bet on the Bengals that the book should hand you back at least a disclaimer saying you are betting on Zach Taylor. Bet at your own risk. That's what the book should do. They should hand you that piece of paper.
Can't go for that.
I can't. That's
no can do.
John Oates. I mean, we should have a graphic of Zach Taylor and John Oates side by side because I can't go for that.
When we come back, we'll talk about Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, open 3.5 all the way down to 2.5 with Pittsburgh. You should at least get a free hot dog, as you call them, if you're betting Cincinnati and Taylor.
I bet that smells good there, too. And we got some good smells in this joint today now. I'll tell you that.
Smells. It just got weird. We come back with the Bengals and Steelers next here at Lombardi Line.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
All right, the horse is the only place. Express Bet, first bet. You get up to $1,000. First off, when you sign up, you get 10 bucks free to bet. Okay, go to VSiN.com/horses. And when you go to Express Bet, use the code Vegas1000. Really, the simplest way is just go to VSiN.com/horses. We'll direct you to get over to Express Bet. Everything right there, succinctly, at vsin.com/horses. Okay, couple things. Michael Lombardi in Jersey at the Borgata.
Yes.
Femi just told me that Ben Fox tweeted a $400,000 moneyline bet on Seattle. What was the book, Femi? At Caesars. So 400K moneyline bet on Seattle at Minnesota today. They didn't want to trifle with the points. So that's one. Two, we've got to get to Justin Fields, his start today in Cleveland, but let's start with the number that is dipping in Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh opened 3.5 with Cincinnati, no T. Higgins in town, and I'm seeing mostly, now there's still threes on the board, but we have it officially, Steelers 2.5, Michael.
Well, I mean, T.J. Watt's not playing. That's a sigh of relief for Joe Burrow
huge.
And the offensive line. That's huge, you know. I mean, I think Melvin Ingram does play. You know, this defensive front, you know, they have not won back there since 2015. I'd never want to be on the side of the Bengals. I think the Bengals have played good defensively. I like the under here, Patrick. I think this will be a low-scoring game. I know Thomas has got a significant better in-house who's bet the under here. I think the under is a pretty good play here because I don't think both offenses are going to move the ball effectively against one another. I think this will be a back-and-forth special teams event. I think they're going to have to play it a little bit like they did the opener in Buffalo where they block a kick, do something, make some field position. Because I don't see Ben moving well enough in the pocket to escape. And with that offensive line being so problematic and so young, that Ben's going to need to move a little bit. And Ben's not healthy. I mean, it took till Friday before they said Ben was going to play in this game. So, you know, I think it's kind of an evenly, I know it sounds crazy, it's kind of an evenly matched game. Remember, the Bengals really, really let us know how bad the Steelers were last year when they whooped them on that Monday night game and they took everybody out of the contest. And so I think, to me, this is a close game. I could see people's instinct going with Cincinnati. I couldn't argue with you. However, I just want to remind you, you're betting Zach Taylor. You're betting Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals. And if you feel good about it and you've been warned, then feel free to go do it. Feel free to go do it. But I want you to watch the game. I want you to watch him coach. I want you to watch him see his quarterback get knocked on his butt and then going empty again. I want you to watch it.
And watch
it. I want you to enjoy it and take it in. Enjoy it. By the way, Patrick, I was just sitting here. This book is so good. I got about 8 TVs in front of me, you know. And I just saw Carson Wentz move around in the pregame. ESPN had him on there. He's good to go. Like, I know it was like, looked like nothing wrong with his ankles watching him move around.
Can you,
FYI,
good,
just let
good,
you know that.
Good news, good update from Michael on Wentz, who is starting today. Can you do me a favor and have Zach Taylor introduce himself to Joe Mixon and maybe a scheme to help him?
I mean, he doesn't know how to, look, that's the problem. It's this, they run plays that, okay, what happens in the NFL is you see it all the time, and that's why Romo's able to call the play beforehand. It's not that he's got Svengali-like great traits. It's just that he knows the front predicated on what run goes against the front. So, you know, and when a certain front, you want to run the ball here. When a certain front, you want to run the ball here. And so, you know, and that's how Zach Taylor designs his run game. Well, they're going to give us this front. We're going to run that. Well, they know when they're in that front what run to expect. So you've got to be a little bit more creative. This is what happens to, and pay respect, to Coach Garrett. That's why he has no run game. because he runs based on all fronts. And when you slide the front late in the snap count, the run becomes nil. So it's a whole chess match that's going on here. And they're never going to get Mixon to get the ball because they can't protect. And this is a game where the Steelers, if they go to nickel, maybe you'll get a couple nickel runs against the Steelers, but then Tomlin will zap that up. That'll end it. You're not going to run the ball at base against the Steelers. They're too heavy on the edges.
At least Cincinnati's been good on the road over their last 21 games. They're 1-19-1 straight up. They've got one win on the road their last 21.
I mean, look, again, I think Thomas Gable should hand out a ticket that says you are betting Zach Taylor at your own risk. We've warned you. The Surgeon General says this could be dangerous for your health. And then watch the game, damn it. Watch the game. Don't be like Josh Applebaum and bet. You know Applebaum be all over the Bengals today. You know that. He can't wait to bet Coke machines. You know he's going to be all over this. And he's going to watch it. And then just watch the game. And this is your coat. This is who you're betting. Your hard-earned dollars.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, Jimmy Vaccaro just walked in. You know, I heard him last. He was talking about Mean Joe Green. He was talking about that Pittsburgh defense. Now, before we get to the Bears.
What did Jimmy have to offer? I mean, you teased that, and then
he just brought in a ticket. I haven't got the ticket.
He doesn't walk in empty-handed. I mean, Jimmy comes in with gifts. He never comes empty-handed.
They're writing it down for me. I promise you, you'll be the first to know.
I can't wait.
The Steelers, you're going under. Do you have a lean on the side? If I give you 2.5, does that change things? Are you willing to lay it?
I'm not going against Mike Tomlin and Zach Taylor.
Let's say at home. After a loss last week at home.
They're not going to lose twice in a row at home. There'll be some zero blitz that Tomlin comes up with that Zach will have not seen that he'll probably say on the blackboard on Monday, well, he should have thrown it hot here. You know, the woulda, shoulda, couldas just keep mounting.
20K on the Patriots, laying 2.5 here at the South Point from Jimmy.
Wow. See, they like that line movement. See, there you go.
And by the way, nobody else heard it. You were the first to know. Now they're hearing it.
I hope that ticket wins for my son. So I hope that's a good ticket. I'm nervous about that game. I really am.
I can tell. You think Justin Fields is going to be nervous? He's making his first start. He wasn't great when Dalton went down. We know this. Odell Beckham Jr., he returns.
You didn't read Twitter then. You didn't read Twitter. He's always great on Twitter. I mean, Justin Fields is going to be the MVP of the league. I mean, what happened to Trey Lance's MVP campaign? What happened with that? Did I miss that?
Hold on. I'll look under my computer for Trey Lance MVP tickets. I don't see it. Not that you're betting.
I mean, that's a St. Jude pick. I mean,
donation.
Unbelievable. Donation.
Michael, the number
St.
open.
St. Jude's.
The number open. And Michael uses St. Jude's because we always do recommend that you do give. Cleveland.
I love that.
7.5 opener. Sitting 7.5. It's been chilly. It's sitting right there. 44.5. Odell Beckham Jr. back from ACL.
Well, the Bears played good defensively last week against your Zach Taylor team that people want to bet. They did. Their defense played well. They created some turnovers. They were able to get after Joe Burrow with their pass rush. Khalil Mack got a sack. That was good. Akeem Hicks was dominant. The Cleveland team with the edge rushers, I'd like Myles Garrett's comments this week about, look, I'm getting double teamed. Somebody else on this defensive front is one-on-one. They need to get there. He's right. He's right.
He's taking shots at my boy, Jadeveon.
Yeah, I know. He's like, come on, bro. Let's go. And, you know, this is a team. Chicago's weakness is their offensive line. I mean, and it's going to help them that Fields is in the game. Fields will run the ball quite a bit. It's one look and go. Here's the problem with young players. If it doesn't go off the way they practice it, it will be a problem. It will be a problem. And that's where Fields is. Now, the advantage Fields has, unless Cleveland changes what they're doing defensively, which I doubt, is you can script the way to have success because they're going to play certain coverages. They're going to play. You can get a good indicator on what they're going to run. They're going to play their cover two. They're going to play cover four. They're going to play. You can get a good indicator on what they're going to do by your alignment, by your formation. Here's the issue, though. Nagy loves completions. He thinks completions win the game. You know, he thinks at the end of the day, nobody looks at the scoreboard. They look at the percentage of completions. So, you know, Andy Dalton was 71% complete for the season. Of course, he can't. You know, he averages 5.4 yards per attempt. I mean, who cares about yards when you have completions, right? So, you know, that's going to be the problem. Justin Fields isn't going to be 71% completions, but maybe he'll make a long play down the field. The longest pass play for the Chicago Bears this season after two games is 21 yards. 21 yards. And that's Marquise Goodwin made that play. They have every top receiver on the team averages under 9 yards a catch. You talk about a horse and buggy offense.
No Jarvis Landry. Odell is in. Total has dipped. Opened, Michael. And this is
Chicago. I like the under.
Chicago's offensive unit's 29th in the league. I mean, Matt Nagy, he's got to hang up a
he's
couple
a
more.
He's a guru. He's a guru that forgot the roux. Where's the roux?
I'm looking for the roux, bro.
I mean, these guys that have these guru reps, like, where's the roux? They're missing the roux.
It'd be so funny if, like, you and I were hanging out and then in walked Zach Taylor and Matt Nagy. I'd be like, I would love it.
I would love it. Like, look, you have a job that's harder to get than a United States senator. How you got these jobs, I don't know. Because if we went to the blackboard, like, it doesn't make – leadership takes over. You got to have leadership skills. You just can't be a guy that's just calling plays. You got to have a whole essence of your team. That's my problem.
I think it's fair. You like the under in Cleveland today.
I do. I think it'll be a – I mean, both teams are going to try to run the ball. I mean, we know Cleveland's going to try to run the ball. It's going to be hard to run the ball in the Bears. They got to block kicks, but the Cleveland strength is their offensive line, you know, and they need to play from in front. Here's the number one goal when you're playing a rookie quarterback for Denver, for Arizona, for New Orleans, for any of those teams, get play from in front. Make him have to play desperate. Make him have to play and reach and decide to make some tough decisions and not take the easy path out. That's the key. The key to this game is Cleveland. Start the game off fast.
Maybe contrarian. I know people are betting Detroit right now. Just as a note, and we'll come back with Thomas.
Ronnie, they're betting the number. They're never betting Detroit.
Well,
they're
because Stanley's still out, left tackle. Derek Wolfe's out. Brandon Williams out. Justin Houston's out. I mean, Baltimore is banged up. Lamar's going to play, but he was sick this week. But you're right. They're just betting that number, 7.5. It's now.
Nobody ever bets Detroit. They bet that number. Sorry.
Like that, I was going to say, that felt personal.
Turn the page.
Bob Seger. But Thomas Gable coming up next here. Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, you've been asking for the betting splits, and we've got them for you. Just check it out, VSiN.com right now. Latest betting splits on every game. Find out which games are seeing the most tickets written. So when we talk about the splits and Michael's giving you those numbers, we got them all right now at VSiN.com. Odds, data, analysis for every game. Get over there and check it out. Thomas Gable runs the race and sports book over at the Borgata. As we say hi to TG, usually I can tell how he did on Saturday about how he's dressed on Sunday. So let's go ahead and take a look. Ooh,
how does he do that? How does he do that?
The Undertaker.
It's another chapter in the book of Patrick
Call me
Maher.
Foreigner. It's the Undertaker. Oh, it's a rough day. Yeah, really. I'm sorry to hear that, Thomas.
No, we actually had it. We ended up with a good day. Yes, we got off to a very rough start.
Let me read the text you sent me yesterday.
Very rough start. Yes, we were getting killed. That is absolutely accurate. That was mid-afternoon. Here, I think Patrick.
I think probably. We all were getting killed yesterday.
Yeah,
and then, I'm embarrassed.
We turned it around.
I'm embarrassed by my picks yesterday. Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad that you turned it around. Well, we'll take that momentum, TGZ, into today. You know, Michael mentioned that the bettors were split here in Vegas, and Thomas, you'll laugh at this too. You know, the implied value of the quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, is getting bet here. That's the most heavily bet game at the Borgata as well, right? Vegas and the Dolphins.
It is surprisingly. To me, I mean, obviously, we're not in Las Vegas, so there's no real, you know, home team factor here for in Atlantic City between these two. But this is the most heavily bet game on the board right now. And we have 65% of the tickets on Vegas, but the money is split fairly evenly here. And, you know, let me ask you, Michael, between Tua and Brissett, what would you say the difference in the number between those two guys are?
I like the number. I think the number is perfect at 3.5. I mean, I had this number when I started it, really, with Tua's numbers. I had this game should have been an 8.5-point game, you know, because the Miami's numbers were terrible offensively. They can't do anything. He can't make a throw down the field. But now with this guy in there, and I'm not saying Brissett's great by no means, but if you're Gus Bradley today and you're getting ready to play Miami and you know they have Will Fuller and you know they have Waddle and you know they have Parker and you know they have Gesicki, and if they protect, you got matchups across the board that you can't cover. And if this kid can get the ball to him, which he can, his arm is strong. When you have Tua, it's crossers, flats, and swings. That's all you're defending. Crossers, flats, and swings. Maybe he'll throw a three-step drop fade route out there, you know, but that's it. So it's a it's a bigger issue. And I think the betting public is showing some real intelligence by playing it. Now, the Raiders could come out and just destroy this Miami offensive line, which is very probable because Miami's offensive line is not good, and cause pressure on Brissett. But Brissett can move around, Thomas.
Yes, he can.
He can buy a second look. I don't know. This is, I stayed away because I think this is a hard game to handicap.
We've seen the movement here, which was the game open Raiders lane 5.5 and now obviously down to 3.5. But my quarterback ratings, I only have a point difference between Tua and Brissett there. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, most people do. I mean, any other than the mainstream media, who is love with Tua because what he did at Alabama, everybody sees Tua as a guy with no real elite skills. He just doesn't have it.
Gonna have to ask
now,
you
know, I mean, Mike Francesa says that he was the next Steve Young. I mean, you know, I mean, what is he watching? Steve Young ran 4.4. Steve Young was like a blur. I mean, Steve Young was like a bowling ball. You couldn't tackle him. They used to run quarterback sweep out of BYU under center. This is before shotgun. They used to run. They would split back. They let the halfback come over, and he ran the lead sweep. It was like the power sweep of Green Bay with him carrying it. Way different players.
Hey, remember when you picked Steve Young up at the airport and he's wearing cowboy boots so he seemed taller?
And way taller, yeah. Everybody told me not to pick him up. I can still remember Holmgren told me, don't go get him. Was Holmgren. I said, don't go get him. Yeah. That was when you could pull up to the airport. I could park right at SFO, right in the front of it.
Remember those days?
Hey, Thomas, did you go to 2.5 in New England?
We have not yet. That game is still at 3 here. I know in some spots it's obviously moved. We have not really moved off that 3 too much at all. It is juiced if you want the Saints. Getting the 3 here, you have to pay the juice on that. But total, we opened at 43, and it's only up to 43.5. So not much line movement at all in that game. And that's an interesting game, I think, for I always like the psychology of betting and what goes through people's minds when they're looking at these games. Yeah. And, you know, we always talk about recency bias. And, you know, both these teams 1-1, and if you're looking at, you know, what we've seen from the Saints so far, you know, they look tremendous in Week 1. Looked horrible in Week 2. And the Patriots obviously could very easily be 2-0 if they hadn't fumbled there at the end in Week 1 against the Dolphins. But, you know, and obviously handled the Jets there in Week 2. But this is a game here where I think the ticket count is almost dead even here, and the money's almost dead even. It's 50-50. So we're not going to move off that 3 for right now. And can't say we can't, that things may change here. Obviously, as we go, we still have more than an hour before kickoff. But it's interesting to see how the public's going to react to these two teams.
How about Chargers Chiefs at the Borgata, Thomas?
Yeah, Chargers and Chiefs. Chiefs are laying 7. Totals 54.5 in this game opened. Chiefs laying 6.5. 63% of the tickets, 93% of the money's on the Chiefs, but that number is skewed there because of some bigger bets that we took on the Chiefs. You know, this is another one here where we'll see at some point, does the betting public stop betting the Chiefs?
Yeah.
And I think that there's, you know, a sense of a fear almost that, hey, that you know that the Chiefs can just score almost seemingly at will, and but 11-1 in their last 13 games, ATS, are the Kansas City Chiefs. So there's no return on investment if you've been betting the Chiefs. But I think bettors are just scared not to bet them simply because they are the Chiefs. I think we saw, you know, last week the defense was exposed there, lack of ability to stop the run. And they're allowing 7.6 yards per play on defense.
Look, Cleveland. Look, the Chiefs are 1-1, and easily could be 0-2. I mean, Cleveland had a chance to beat them, and they make some incredible plays in the opener, and Cleveland walks off the field losers. And that was a close game. And this is the worst Chiefs defense I've seen since probably 19. I mean, they haven't played good on defense. So, I mean, maybe today they break it and they come out of it. But we know this, that defense is always going to be vulnerable to a backdoor cover, especially if you're getting 7 or more. And so you've got to be really careful.
And I know I keep repeating this, but Frank Clark and Jones are both banged up, the edges, two of their best players.
It's important to keep. It's important to keep repeating that. And I want to touch on a quick game. This Philadelphia-Dallas line opened at 4. Mm-hmm. Where are you now?
We're still at 3.5, but
you'll be at 3 before too long.
Yeah, so the 3.5, if you want the Eagles there, taking the 3.5, it's juiced right now. So, yeah, it's certainly on its way to 3 here. But surprisingly enough, we have more tickets written on Dallas currently.
Yeah, but the number's moving to the Eagles.
Yeah, the number's moving to the Eagles.
Now, that number, 51, are you sitting at 51.5 for the total?
Yes, okay. 51.5, which is right where we opened it.
Bucks-Rams. That's getting heavily bet. That's in the later window as well, huh, TG?
Yeah, this is a game that's flipped. You've seen both teams favored at one point or another. The game's currently pick here. We opened with the Rams favored by 1, and then we've also seen Tampa favored by 1 at points during the week. We opened 54.5 on that total, currently sitting at 55.5. This could be a prelude here to the NFC Championship game this year. So, what a great matchup this is going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think the LA pass rush here is really what could determine the fate here of this game. Can they get to Brady? We've seen them. They got through that Chicago offensive line, no issues whatsoever with that. And also last week, putting the pressure on Wentz. Wentz was running a lot. So we know Brady's very capable of getting the ball out quickly. He's also one of the best of all time at recognizing coverages. So very intriguing matchups. But I think Stafford here certainly can exploit the Tampa secondary.
Yeah, no doubt he can. The game real quick before we get out of here, this movement's really happening. Is it because Wentz is playing the Colts game? Where are you on that? Colts-Tennessee.
So Tennessee is laying 5 in that. A lot of tickets written on the Titans here in that one, much more than
on the
Colts.
So you won't go to 4.5 because there's a ton of 4.5s on my board here.
Yeah, we're at 5 currently.
You're going to stay 5 there.
Well, good things happen to good people. So Thomas Gable finished off Saturday well. I hope it carries over into today, Thomas. See, I'm positive.
You are, Patrick. Let me say, Patrick has been very positive lately, and I don't know what's going on with that, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, TG. I was actually bummed out for you. Then I'm glad you pulled it off in the second half of Saturday. Good luck today at the book. Stop by. Again, he only charges $2.50 $2.50 for selfies.
But he will do
that today.
Thomas
Gable runs the Racing Sports Book. Thank you, Michael. When we come back, we'll run the board, give you a lean on every game today and Monday here on the Lombardi Line with Michael and Josh as we continue on a Sunday.
Thank you, TG.
Here it is. Thanks, TGZ. It is Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's VSiN 200. That's the code. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. $10 to win 200 in free bets for new subscribers. Again, any team scores a touchdown today, you're going to get the $200. That's going to happen, so go over there right now. BetMGM.com, download the BetMGM app. VSiN, VSIN 200 is the code. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Okay, of course, boys, we want to get them all in. We're going to run the board. Michael Lombardi, Borgata, Josh Applebaum, of course, market update. Quickly, Josh, let's get an update.
A couple updates here, guys. Teasers. Everyone loves teasers, but I think you got to be strategic. This is what a lot of handicappers and wise guys talk about, going through multiple key numbers. So you want to go through the 3, go through the 7, referred to as a Wong teaser. That's really going to be your best spot. Here are some popular ones, or ones that maybe you didn't think about. Minnesota, buying low in Minnesota. Right now, grabbing the 0-2 teams, buying low in this spot, going against Seattle, very contrarian spot. You could take Minnesota plus 2 up to plus 8, and that way you go through the 3 and you go through the 7. Similar with the Atlanta Falcons, if you miss the key number of 3, you could take the Falcons plus 2.5 to plus 8.5 against the Giants. Again, going through the 3 to 7. Then if you like some favorites and you're not sure that they may cover these big numbers, some public plays, you take Cleveland down 7.5 to 1.5. Same thing with Arizona and Baltimore. These are popular ones that, again, you can go through the 7, through the 3. Here are your most lopsided plays of the days, guys. These are the most popular plays with the betting public. Browns getting almost 80% of spread bets. Arizona 76%, 73% with Baltimore. 70% with both the with all three of these, the Raiders, the Patriots, and the Buffalo Bills. Denver's getting 69%. And just some numbers to keep an eye out for. You were talking to TG about Kansas City. 1-9 ATS their last 10, 8-2 straight up. They're winning, but they're not covering. Chargers here, plus 7. You're on the key number, divisional dog. To me, it's a spot you may want to look at the Chargers. The Colts, Michael, you hit on that. I think you're sharp as a tack. Seeing some buyback there. Carson Wentz is going to play. They were at 5 a minute ago. They're coming down to 4.5. That's a divisional dog angle. The Eagles for Monday night, that thing continues to get bet toward Philadelphia, even though the public play is obviously the Cowboys here at home. They were 4 yesterday or throughout the week. They're 3.5. They may get down to 3 if you want the Eagles, grab the hook. And then Tampa Bay and the Rams here, guys. We've seen this move really interesting. It was opening, you know, minus 1.5 Rams, flipped all the way to Tampa Bay, minus 2, minus 1.5. You had buyback on the Rams, getting 2, getting 1.5, bringing it now pretty much a pick 'em game. But keep an eye on that over. Both teams are 2-0 to the over. You've seen some money, 54 to 54.5. Some updates here for you guys on NFL week.
Okay, boys, let's go. Let's run the board. Michael, you ready? Arizona, Jacksonville. Arizona's laying 8. I'll give you right now.
I like Arizona here. I think the secondary of the Jacksonville Jaguars is suspect, given over 9.6 yards per pass attempt. I think this fits perfectly to what Arizona does. I'll lay the points.
Josh?
Believe it or not, guys, I'm going to go Cardinals here. I can't bang my head just out of principle going contrarian with the Jags and the Jets all year. Again, movement toward Arizona. I think their offense keeps them in this game with a higher end total. Favorites with high totals, a good spot here. Tease opportunity, and I will go Cardinals, believe it or not.
Okay, Colts at Titans. Michael, I'm going to give you, it's all over. I'll give you 5 right now with the Titans laying it.
I like the Colts here. I think Frank Reich's 3-0 in Indianapolis, as Will Hill said. I think they can run the ball on Tennessee. They can keep Tennessee's offense off the field. And Wentz looks like he's healthy enough to play. Can't make a mistake. They can't be 0-3.
Hey, Josh.
I'm with Michael on this one. Divisional dog. Seen some buyback here close to the tip-off with the blind going back to the Colts. If you find a 5, grab it. Looks like it's going to 4.5. Divisional dogs last 2 years, 57% ATS.
Michael, Baltimore's laying 7.5 in Detroit.
I'm going to take Baltimore at 7.5. They're so slow, Detroit, on defense, that I think it's going to be a problem. I know Baltimore doesn't have all their guys. I just can't see it. I think they'll heat up Goff early in this game, which will force him into some mistakes. They'll pressure him with blitz, not necessarily talent. I like Baltimore.
Josh?
I'd look at a teaser spot if you like the Ravens, 7.5 again, down to that 1.5, go through the 7, go through the 3. Believe it or not, I'm going to go Detroit here. You got a ton of injuries for the Ravens.
Sucker.
Anytime you see a road team, Patrick, getting like 80% of the handle, that's kind of an auto bet for me. I need a backdoor cover probably. I'll go 7.5. It hasn't moved off 7.5, even though everyone's betting Ravens. I'll go Lions, Patrick.
Michael, Washington's at Buffalo. Buffalo's laying 7.
You know, that was a better number. Look, if Washington has any chance to be a consistent team, it starts today. I think Buffalo wins this game, but Washington needs to prove that they can move the football against a very, to me, suspect Bills defense that if you understand what they're doing, you can attack them. I'll take the points in Washington. I think Buffalo wins, but I'll take the points.
Hey, Josh.
I'm with Michael on this one, guys. Sometimes there are line moves that continue to get hit and there's zero buyback. That's what we're seeing with the WFT. They open 9.5, 9.5, 8.5, 7.5, all the way down to 7. There's been zero buyback on the Bills. You got a rest advantage. Washington playing that Thursday night. I'll go Washington in the points. Again, you would have liked anything the hook or better with the WFT.
Okay, Saints-Patriots, very important. If you're betting New England, lay 2.5. You can find a 3 if you're betting New Orleans. Michael, I'm going to give you 2.5.
I had it as a 1.68 game. I'll take New Orleans in the 2.5.
Okay, Josh.
I'm with Mike on this one. I think you can probably find a 3 still out there, but again, heavy betting Patriots. Line really hasn't moved at all. I'm going to go Saints with the points with Peyton here.
Michael, the Kansas City Chiefs are laying 7, hosting the Chargers.
You know, I had this as a 2.37 game based on the way two teams have played through the first 2 weeks. Why not take the 7?
Good job. Josh, go ahead.
I'm with Michael on this one. Again, if you're getting a key number, divisional dog on the road. Again, KC 1-9 last 10 ATS, 8-2 straight up. Maybe another win, but hopefully a cover here with the opponent.
The G-men, the Giants are hosting Atlanta, and this is down to 2.5, Michael.
I had it at 2.62, so for me it was a pick'em game. You know, that's not what I wanted, the 3. I'll take the Giants just because it's Eli Manning Day, but I like the Falcons at 3. You don't have it anymore.
Okay, Josh.
I'll go Falcons in this one. I'll still take the 2.5 again. 3 would have been better, but teams that are 0-2 ATS going into this this week 3, 62%. Again, teaser spot though. Falcons 2.5 to 8.5, go through the 3, go through the 7.
Okay, Michael, Justin Fields and the Bears at the Browns. The Browns are laying 7.5.
I'm gonna take the Bears. I had this as a 6-point game. You know, I get 7.5 from them. I'll take the Bears.
Okay, Josh.
I love Michael's number on that game. I'm with him. Pretty much a line freeze. Everyone betting Cleveland, not much love for Fields, but it pretty much stayed open 7.5, stayed 7.5. Also, Browns, the most popular play today, getting almost 80% of bets. I'll go the other way with Fields.
The Bengals, Zach Taylor at Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's laying 2.5, Michael.
I had this as a 1.5-point game favoring Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, even though my line says I should go with the Bengals, but I refuse, even with the disclaimer coming from Thomas Gable, I'm not betting Zach Taylor.
No can do. Josh?
I better get a free hot dog or something for this one, guys. No TJ Watt, Big Ben banged up, Deontay Johnson questionable, Bush out, Hayden out. I got to go Bengals, even though I really, really, really don't like
it. Michael called that so earlier in the show. He said, you're going to be all over the Bengals. He nailed that.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Coke machines.
Coke machines. There they are. Coke machines.
What I love about the show is at least we don't do shtick. Miami here in town, Michael. The Raiders. I'll give you 3.5 with the Raiders lane.
Oh, my. I'll take the Raiders in the 3.5. This should have been an 8-point game with a lot of Tua numbers in there. I'll take the Raiders at 3.5.
Okay, Josh.
Oh, man, I'm a big Jacoby Brissett fan here, guys. Again, 4.5 down to like 3.5. This thing is moving toward Miami. Dogs off a shutout and off a blowout. 54 and 56% ATS. I'll go Fins here.
Jets at Denver. Denver's laying 10, Michael.
You know, I had this as a 6.3 game. I'll take the Jets in the 10. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, but I got to go with my numbers here. I'll take the Jets in the 10.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, man, I possibly cannot go with Denver here, guys. I got to go Jets, even though, seriously, there's going to have to be a new rule. No Jags, no Jets bets on the show.
Bucks at the Rams. I guess it's important. I'll give you the Bucks laying a point, Michael.
I'm going to take the Rams. If the money line's better, I'd go money line. I'm going to take the Rams. I had the Rams should have been favored in this game by 3, so I'm going to take the Rams.
Okay, Josh.
I look to the over here. I think you're going to have some points scored here. I'm going to go Tampa Bay, kind of a dog to fave, move here. And I'd go money line. I'm going to lay the -115 instead of a 1-point game and push. I'll go money line Bucks.
Seattle's laying 2, Michael, at Minnesota.
This is a 2.68 game. It's right there. So just a half. I get a little bit of the half of the point. I would have had it. For me, it almost smells like I got to take Seattle because I'm getting a better number here than I would on my bet. So I'll go Seattle.
Josh?
I'm going to go Minnesota. It's just a gross one. I hate that Dalvin Cook may miss this game, but this is that 0-2 team, desperate team, one of the most lopsided plays towards Seattle. It's kind of fishy. Even with Cook out, it was 1.5-2, didn't move much. I'll go Vikings, a desperate spot for them at home.
Green Bay late night.
You know, Patrick, I took Minnesota with Russo, but I was getting 3, so I want to make that very clear. If I could get All right. If I could get Minnesota at 3, I like it. I didn't like it at 2.
Okay, 2 more. Then we got to get Berman's best bet. Green Bay, San Francisco. San Francisco's laying 3 here, Michael.
I'm all over San Francisco. I love it.
Okay. Josh?
I'm going to go Green Bay. I got the hook earlier in the week. I'll still grab it. Again, I think they got their mojo back after that Lions win.
More on Philly and Dallas tomorrow. But, Michael, I know you like Philly catching the 3.5.
No doubt. I get it right now before it goes to 3.
Okay, good one. Josh, go ahead.
Right there with Michael. Divisional dog, primetime dog. Really offsided Cowboys. Yet the line's going to Eagles. Give me the Eagles here. Okay.
You're killing Berman. Berman,
Michael,
Josh. Be quiet.
I'm going to do it right now. Berman's best bet. He's going to lay the points with the Cardinals. So that's Bill Berman's best bet for the day. Great job, boys.
Very serious about it, too. I try to talk him out of it, and he's very serious about it. So, I mean, only bet as much as you're willing to win with Bill Berman.
That's
yes.
Great. Femi's coming up next with the pregame show. Then remember, 7 straight hours of coverage on the Green Zone here.
Love it.
With the squad. Thank you to everybody in studio.
Let's have some winners, Patrick.
Michael, enjoy your Sunday.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your Sunday, your IPAs, your craft beer. Enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.